So let's welcome them back to Colt Creek Canyon. Let's give them a nice, warm round of applause, if you would. Woo!
Thank you, David. Thank you.
Good to be in the homeroom. Really good.
It is. It feels so good to be back and so good to sleep in our own bed every once in a while. Use our own pillows. Norma and Garrett are smart. They bring pillows with them on the road.
Yeah,
and
but that like one less pair of shoes. One
I
less
know,
pair of,
pants and
really
underwear.
Here?
So what do you leave out in order to bring the pillows? Nothing. You know, you bring about 8 suitcases.
Yeah.
Anyway, it is good to be back. Norma and Garrett, Linda and I were in Romania for about 2.5 weeks, and then Norma and Garrett went over to Slovenia. While you're in the neighborhood, just stop in and say hi. So it's been a busy month,
it's been a busy month.
We leave again tomorrow morning.
That's right.
Without pillows for Norway. Mm-hmm. So we'll
a
be
short
there.
Trip.
A short trip, 8 days.
Yeah, it's short.
8 days. But it's good to be back here, although, well, we'll tell a few stories about our Romania adventure.
And it was.
And needless to say, we went to Transylvania. I don't think I'll ever be the same again. We were attacked there. We'll show the slides later. We have actual photographs. And we've never been to Transylvania before. There is an energy there. There is a very distinct St. Germain energy. It's kind of spooky. It's kind of fun. It's kind of, you could just feel it when we were driving through some of the mountains. Yeah. And Tobin hasn't said a word for 3 shouts, but now he speaks up. It was amazing. It was fun, but it's good to be back here.
Good to be home.
As David said, I wouldn't call it a beautiful day out here. Usually in Colorado, the sun is shining. Today it's kind of overcast.
It's keeping the heat off. I'm kind of grateful.
It's warm.
It's a little warm.
So if you're watching in online and you're wondering, like, why are they sweating like that? It's because it's warm.
Quite
warm. It's hot in here. We have, well, there's actually a hum in the room. And part of it's due to the lovely audience that's here today, the incredible vibration. Partly it's the fans that we have all around the room, keeping the air circulating.
It's true.
Before we launch into anything, I want to take a moment to thank the staff.
Because we have such an awesome staff. It never gets past us.
It's impressive.
Really impressive. Can we start in that corner?
Yes. We're going to just go around, and if we could, wave to the camera. We're going to start with Mr. John Kaderka on
okay,
the sound.
Okay, yay!
All right, John, say
sound
hi to us.
Sound and picture.
Yeah.
Sound and picture.
Well, we travel around to all these different places. They're always like, oh, make sure to thank John for us. I don't know what accent that was, but so John, it was a combination accent. It was, we want to extend those thanks from everybody, John, for putting this together. Sitting behind the
Mr.
monitors
Joe.
There is
Joe
Collins. Wave, Joe. Say hi to everyone. On the camera, also doing all the camera directing and producing, is Mr. Jim Von Gessen.
Yes.
Thank you, Jim.
Let's dive back.
I have to point out that everybody comes in here early,
like
10 o'clock on Saturday. They're here till 6, 7 o'clock doing the setup, doing the teardown, and making sure that all the information gets out over the Internet for everybody. It's amazing the number
cusses behind her. Well, it may be behind her back.
Does what?
Cuss us out. I mean, they just quietly come in like little church mice. Oh,
and just get it set up.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Sweet.
When
really
we travel
sweet.
Around, it's phenomenal to see and to hear from the number of people who listen in online. A lot of people will download the shouts later, but we estimate roughly about 20,000, maybe 25,000 people listening in right now from all corners of the world.
It's really sweet.
And it's amazing. I mean, and here we are in little Colt Creek Canyon, Colorado.
Do you want to go
so
back
moving
there?
Down the line, Sandra Harris in the kitchen.
Hi, Sandra.
Sandra, say hi to everybody.
And Carrie Gallant.
Carrie Gallant holding Tobin. I don't know if the lighting's very good.
It's not very good.
Yeah, it's not very good, but they can kind of see you. Standing up over here by the door is Michelle McHale.
Hello,
everybody
Michelle.
Knows Michelle. And sitting by the window over here.
Linda Hansen.
Linda Hansen.
Hi, Linda.
Linda, how did you get the good chair? You brought it from home. Okay, well, that should tell you. I brought mine too.
Yeah.
And Linda brought hers.
So. Joel Engel's gone through some sort of major transformation.
You're kidding.
No, look.
Joel Engel on the camera. Wow.
Wow, Joel.
Much better looking.
Wow.
Is actually today filling in for Joel Engel is Siglinda Schwenzel. And Siglinda, say
hello,
hi to everybody. And then coming over to the table here,
Nancy
Buffington and Ricky Martinez. Say hello, Ricky. And then on the Chambra cam number one, back over on my left side, is Roy Hansen.
Hey, Roy.
And, you know, there's so much going on, just getting ready for a meeting, and I just wanted to take a moment to thank everybody, including David. David, I forgot all about you. We'll get a close-up right in the camera. Thank you. I'm like scanning all around. I forgot to look in the audience. But David does such a wonderful job of beginning the energy for each shout. Plus, he is usually the first one here in the morning on the setup crew, other than
Mr. Kaderka.
He's usually here unloading the trailer, setting up chairs, rolling out carpets, and I want to thank you, David.
Are you still single and available?
No.
Hello.
No, hello.
Well, everybody, now wait, seriously, and if you are, the next time we do this, you'll have to say so, because seriously, when we're on the road, everybody comes up to me and says, don't tell Jeff, but be sure and point out who the available ones are.
She always has them stand up and tears them off. And
No, behind your back. Like when I really,
why,
they come
they
up.
They don't want me to know.
Because they don't want to appear shameless in their interest.
Yeah, I know. Yes.
But they do. People ask, so.
People have met and married.
That's true.
Through the Crimson Circle.
That's
you, Ralph.
Who's, is that Ralph Nichols?
Yes.
Doesn't he have a wife that's like traveling right now?
Is she on the road or is she back in Mexico?
She's with Lily, watching you right now.
Watching right now.
Oh.
Well, go ahead and say hi. Yeah. Cool. Well, we also have, we have quite a few guests today from out of town.
We do have
so
a few.
If you wouldn't mind running through the list.
I'd be happy to.
David's going to bring you the microphone if Linda mentions your name. And just say hi to the folks back home or anything you want to say. Well, almost anything you want to say.
Okay. So, Teresa Mittelstadt. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
From Austria.
Didn't we just see you recently?
Yes.
Yes, in Zurich.
It's just, yeah. We met one another in Zurich.
Yes.
You and Linda and Norma and Garrett.
Yes.
And I'm sending love to all of my friends in Austria, in Zurich, in Germany, in Switzerland, and all the Chambras in Europe and all over the world.
What about Thailand?
And
you forgot Thailand.
I just, all over the world. All over the world. Yeah. So, Thailand also, but I don't know if somebody's watching at this moment.
I think they probably
but
are.
But I'm sending love to Thailand also.
Yes.
And also, today is Bernhard's birthday in Germany. He said, don't forget to say happy birthday, Bernhard. Yes. Alles Liebe zum Geburtstag. Yeah.
And Teresa, how do you like Colorado?
I love Colorado, but I was saying, wow, what is it now? So dry.
It's
everywhere.
Very dry.
Wow, what is it?
It's called
Where
High Desert
I?
Plain.
But I said, okay. And I asked the driver of the shuttle, where I came from airport to the airport to the hotel in Golden. He said, well, we are living in a desert.
Yeah. It is. It's High Desert Plain.
But you don't know it. Behind the walls, there is the trees. And now I'm surrounded by trees.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Leah and Matthias, you are right. Beautiful place. Thank you for introducing me first to this place. I'm really enjoying it. Tobias, you behind me. Thank you. Huan Yin and all the love. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Are you sure there's anything else
you
should say?
And it's great to be here. And I have been waiting for this moment. Here I am. And so I don't know why you're all laughing.
We're
so I guess I have to give the microphone back to you.
We're teasing with you, Teresa. It's so good to see you. And we've seen you many different places before.
Yes.
And now you're here in the homeroom.
You look great. Good to see
yes.
you.
Glad
good
you're
to
here.
See you too.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Jackie Valero from San Juan in Mexico.
Is that right?
Mexico City.
Mexico City.
Oh, I'm
well,
sorry. That's not what your registration says here.
You're probably going to be moving to San Juan.
Oh. No, no, no.
I'm not psychic or anything. That's really what it says.
Yeah.
San Juan.
That's the address of.
That's okay.
It
we understand.
Matter.
You live in Mexico
Let's
City.
Let's talk about addresses.
Do you know Luli and Gabriela and Contessa and Deanna and the group down there?
Yeah.
Yeah, wonderful group. Yeah. Wonderful group. And what brings you up here?
Well, actually, I would like to thank my friend Ambika in Switzerland.
Yes.
I met her a year ago in Cancun.
Yes.
And we've been great friends since then. And she told me, I was here about 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me that this place was very, how do you say, sacred?
Yes.
Very blessed.
Or scary. One of the, they're yeah. spelled almost the same.
Yeah. So, I just, I don't know, that in that time I just realized that one day I would come.
Yes.
And now this is my first time here and I decided to come because for me it's very, I'm passing through a very special moment and I'm going to an operation and I don't know, I felt that I had to be here.
Good.
Yeah. Thank you.
And I'm
so
glad you're here.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. This could go on all day. We're delighted that you're here. And,
thank you.
And this is our homeroom. It's beautiful, but it's cozy. Yeah, rustic, we yeah. call it, yes.
No, it's great. Thank yeah. you.
Thank you.
We have Andra Felix. Where are you, Andra? Andra?
Andra?
She's not here yet from Kailua, Hawaii.
From Hawaii.
No.
I know she'll be here.
I'm sure.
As a matter of fact, it will fill up every seat by 2:30.
Oh, sure. It yes. kind of hurts my feelings, but I'll accept
That's
it.
Okay.
Okay. Kathy from Oak Park, Illinois. Where are you, Kathy? Not here.
No.
Okay.
Starting with...
Not too bad. So sad. You missed your chance on the mic.
Would you like my reading glasses?
No, I don't really need them. Jean Harvey from Liston, Indiana. Where are you, Jean?
Right here.
There she is. Hi, Jean.
Hi. Hi, I'm absolutely delighted
Go ahead,
to be here.
Go ahead, stand up, Jean.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely delighted to be here. I have listened to the shouts for quite some time, and it just was one of those things. I always wanted to be here, and I got here because I came. My mother was sick visiting my brother, and she's okay, and I got to come up.
Funny how that works.
In Fort Collins, yeah. So I'm really excited, and I am so grateful to all of you, and, you know, the Crimson Circle just brings so much context to everything that happens in my inner life and kind of validates it. So I'm just really feel honored and blessed to be amongst everyone here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Then I think we have a mother-daughter combination, maybe some sort of, is it? Yeah, yeah, okay. From Shorewood, Wisconsin. That Madison or is that?
That's like, Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. From Milwaukee area.
Wow. Would you like to say the names?
Yeah, Maggie. No,
oh,
I wouldn't.
Okay.
how do you say it properly?
Lintier.
Okay. Go ahead, both of you stand up.
Yeah, it's good to have you here. I know exactly where Shorewood is.
Do you know where Shorewood is?
I used to live in Bayside.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, right next door to Shorewood.
Such
I was very young.
Such a small planet, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So,
well,
and what
I'm
brings
Maggie
you
Lintier.
Here?
I've been following the Crimson Circle for about 5 years now. And have gotten so much, just like you have. It's just been absolutely phenomenal for me. I've been in study groups, studied the masters, so I'm very familiar with all of them. And I'm out here visiting my daughter-in-law and my son-in-law. And she's getting to the bug also.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
She's hooked, and she is an incredible, intuitive young woman, and I know there's a very wonderful future out there for her.
Wow.
And I just am very grateful for what you do and what you bring
to this whole planet.
Thank you so much.
And we love doing it, by the way.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
David, we'll take the mic back. Thank you. Glad you're here.
My sweet, that's it.
That's it?
That's it.
That's it. Okay.
That's it. Yes.
Well, I thought we had more, so that just gives us more time to talk about the slides.
Yes.
Y'all
such
ready?
Important.
We're going to do a review of, there we go, a review of last month.
Okay.
If you remember, last month was I Am Authentic with Adama St. Germain. And again, I always kind of forget about the channels from 1 month to the other. I mean, I forget the details. But then in order to do the slides, I have to go back through and look at everything again. There's a lot of good information in this one. Of course, I say that every month. But there was a lot of good information.
I guess that's incentive to keep it up.
And I put this graphic in here, the big G authentic. Linda's suggestion, if you remember last month, we were talking in one of the slides, it was talking about God, and it had a little G.
Yeah, it was talking about us, and it just had a little G, God.
And Linda's like, well, that's awful. We're big G. So when I went to put this slide together, I thought we'd do the big G authentic. That would look good on, like, back of your jeans, you know, or a T-shirt.
Yeah.
And just that, no other description. People say, wow, what's that? You know, big G authentic. And it's like, I am God. I am authentic. Sorry, you're not. Kidding.
Well, I like it because it's kind of, it's really big and bold, and yet you have to be big and bold to ask what it means.
Mm-hmm. I could definitely see it on some T-shirts, yeah. So maybe we could manifest those. Anyway, a lot of good points in here. Yeah, Linda loves those T-shirts. I like stuff like, I like the hats. Oh, I don't like hats, but I like T-shirts. I like, you know, stuff with the logo on.
How do you feel about underwear?
Mine are branded. Yeah. Fruit of the Looms. Yeah. I'll put Big G. Oh, I won't even go there.
Don't even go there. Oh, bad boy. Woo! You said that was supposed to be our little secret.
I'm the Big G. Boy, is it getting warm in here. Jeez.
You did it all by yourself.
We're going to go right into these slides. Linda is going to pretend she's Adamus St. Germain and read the slides, and I'm going to add
my
little...
How do you know I'm pretending?
You're going to be Adamus and read the slides.
You got
and,
it.
And we'll see what happens.
Okay, Big G.
Go ahead.
The violet flame still exists.
By the way, I don't want anybody taking a picture, airbrushing it, and putting it on the internet because I can just see it now. Especially Aaron in Canada. He's really good at doing those spoofs. So go ahead.
Okay. The violet flame still exists. There are many humans who still need to work with these tools, who still need to attach themselves to something like the violet flame. But Chambra, you go far beyond that. You go far beyond in your work.
If you remember last month, St. Germain did the entire shout. Tobias was resting and getting ready for Romania. So St. Germain came in and brought a couple of wonderful guests, Guy and Edna Ballard, who had done the original I Am books back in the 30s and the 40s. Brought them in to observe a new group of new humans and a new energy, what we're doing, what we're going through, what we're learning. We get the question quite a bit saying, but if this is St. Germain coming through, where's the violet flame? Where is the some of the things that St. Germain had talked to the Ballards about. He's clarifying here, saying that he talks different through different people to different groups. Chambra is different. Chambra is really different. He said we've gone beyond the need for the violet flame. It's still a tool he uses in some of the other work that he does. But for Chambra, he says, you're getting back to being authentic, so you don't need the violet flame. So he went on to say,
okay, there are those who wonder about the quantum leap. Is it really happening? Dear Chambra, it's happening very quickly. It's almost upon us. There are angelic beings who are ready and prepared. They're assisting those, such as you, Chambra, who are ready to do a reintegration of new energy. This is a major process. And it requires great care so that your physical body doesn't burn out, that your mind doesn't go crazy. There is a continual need for balancing of energies.
As I think most of you know, Tobias has said the quantum leap is going to occur on September 18th, 2007. By the way, we're having a big gathering.
Big as you can imagine.
Big gathering in Taos, New Mexico. We won't be having a midsummer conference next year. We're going to have a quantum leap.
Leapers.
Conference on that date. But anyway, St. Germain is saying here that there's a tremendous amount of activity on their side as well as ours. And he said there are angelic beings who are helping to keep our energies balanced, mental, physical, even spiritual energies. there's a tremendous amount of support and help because we are going through the process. He didn't define exactly what that looks like, and I think they're going to be doing that. But we're going through this incredible process, and we should all know that we have the assistance of the angels, of Saint Germain, of Tobias, and that if you're going through a lot of stuff in your life right now, particularly if it seems to be going really, really fast, you have a hard time keeping up with it, and some days it just seems really crazy, it's probably just because you're going through this the integration process with new energy. Sometimes, I know, talking to Shambra all over the world, they say, geez, why are things still kind of crazy? And it's like, because you're going through some tremendous changes. It's happening very, very quickly. You don't have to. You can opt out. You can say, I don't want to be a part of it. I'll wait and let this other crazy group go through first.
Oh,
I'll
yeah, that sounds like Shambra.
But it's not
yeah,
a Shambra characteristic.
Oh, let me go to the back of the line.
Shambra is typically, well, yeah. Shambra is typically, how come it's going so slow? Even though my life is crazy. You know, how come it doesn't go faster? So
no, let me go to the back of the line.
Not going to happen with Shambra.
No.
He went on to say.
Yes. You're disconnecting. You're going within yourself to find the heart, the core, and the essence. You're letting go of all those things that have been feeding you. The process is a natural one. You don't have to force it. You don't have to manipulate it. There are no particular exercises you have to do. It just happens. Slowly, gently, with the insistence of the angelic beings.
As you probably remember, the last quite a few shouts, three or four shouts, about disconnecting, about letting go of the things that keep us connected to our old self, to the old earth, and more importantly, the way we've been feeding off of other things or the way people have been feeding off of us. Tobias and Saint Germain have been saying, just let that go, disconnect. Doesn't mean about becoming less than compassionate. It doesn't mean going off and living as a hermit in the woods. Although it sounds pretty good. It's about letting go of the old ways of getting energy and giving energy. And I think later on in some of the slides, Saint Germain gives an example of different beings who have disconnected. You can still be in the world. You can still function as a human in your family, in your job, but you're going to be functioning at a different level because you're not taking energy from them. And therefore, you're also not going to be worrying about when your next energy fix comes from. A lot of our worry is about where is it going to come from? The money, the relationship, the health, all these things. So we spend a tremendous amount of energy worrying about how we're going to be pulling this in. When you totally disconnect from all of these things, and you understand that you activate that internal divine engine within, you don't need to get it from the outside. It's just always there. And it's there very synchronous. Synchronicity is not a word, by the way. It's there very synchronous, and it just happens in your life.
Right there I'm with sorry. George Bush and I'm the decider. That's not a real word, huh?
No.
Huh.
Uh-huh. No, I'm the decider. Uh-huh. No, synchronicity is not a word. He actually said that. It was so embarrassing. We were overseas someplace, and we saw it in the headlines, you know, U.S. president, you know, quote, I'm the decider. I don't think that's a word.
So he and Saint Germain are in good company.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So anyway, on to the next slide.
All right. Be aware of all of the cycles in your life. These are patterns. You can literally watch the energy flow. If there was a measurement device, you could see the highs and the lows. It's much like a waveform or a wavelength, highs and lows. Much like the waves of an ocean, the peaks and the swells. You've just gotten used to cycles as a way of life.
We just get used to all these cycles, the cycles of getting up in the morning, going to bed at night, cycles of eating at certain times, the cycles of the highs and lows in our own life. You know, you go from days of feeling kind of low, and then you have days of exhilaration, you're back to days of feeling low. We tend to, as human beings, to really operate in cycles. They're probably more like spirals, you know, because we keep kind of going around, but each time, hopefully, we learn a little bit more, our energy expands a little bit more, but we are very cyclical. And here Saint Germain is saying, you're not just sick, but cyclical. I heard that. Saint Germain is saying here that as part of disconnecting, disconnect from the cycles.
I suggest international travel.
It's a wonderful way because you get so... You know, I'm a little concerned. We're going to Norway, which is 8 or 9 hours ahead of us back here in the States. I'm not recovered from jet lag from Norway, so maybe that will actually help it. But I think the sun stays up until, like, you know, midnight there right now. I don't know. Jan Johansson was saying something about it. It gets up at 4 in the morning, so we have a wonderful opportunity
to break some cycles.
To break some cycles.
Yeah.
Okay. So he went on to say.
Yeah. No more, Chambra. The new energy will not allow cycles in the new energy. New energy is not cyclical, and it's not a waveform. It doesn't have ups and downs, thank God. But more than anything else, it doesn't serve you anymore. Some of you are right on the verge of major breakthroughs in your life. You're right on top of that part. You're right on... Okay, hiccup.
Go ahead.
You're right on the top part of that cycle, and part of you is already anticipating the fall. Just like a roller coaster, it goes up and then it goes down.
And I did remember that part of last month's Shoud when Saint Germain was talking. When I'm doing the channeling, it's kind of like watching a movie and then translating it. During that portion, I could see that so many Chambra all over are right on the verge of some incredible breakthroughs, breaking through struggles that they've been on for a long time, even breaking through some inventions and enlightenments and insight, but we're so used to the cycle that right when we're about to do that breakthrough, right when we're about to really launch into some new territory, we almost expect the fall. Right when the money starts coming in, we expect, well, now something's going to take it right back out. And I remember that one moment from the channel, just seeing that Chambra, just so ready to do it, but already anticipating the cycle that it's not going to work out. Maybe catch it next time around. There's a really important point here in that it's time that we get off these cycles. The new energy doesn't allow for cycles. It's not a continual evolution. It's not even a spiral. It's an expansion in all directions at the same time. He went on to say,
I see many of you have been making incredible movements in your life on the verge of great breakthroughs. But I see that the sabotage system or the old cycle system is ready to pull you down. You don't need it. Let's permanently get off the old cycles. I almost bought a bicycle today.
That would have been great. Yeah. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, permanently get off. He took a moment here to actually take us through just a little, I don't know what you call energy moving,
right,
and saying, let's let that go, that old thing about sabotage and not having things work out and almost expecting the fall. And he took us through just a little breathing, just a little letting go. And I think it's something for everyone just to be conscious of every day. It doesn't have to fall down. It doesn't have to rise up like it did either. It just expands. He went on to say,
authentic. It means being absolutely true and honest with yourself, but in a different way. Authentic means having absolute trust in yourself. It means not doing things because of how other people perceive you, because it's important to you. Authentic is about you.
He talks in the next few slides here about being authentic, and it's just meaning being true to yourself. It was funny because after the Shouds, there's always different interpretations. Right. And one of them was somebody basically telling somebody else, you know, where exactly to get off and in rather harsh terms. I said, well, I'm just being authentic. Said, no, I think he meant this in reference to yourself.
Your
relationship with yourself. Not that you're going to run around telling everybody, having a license to give everybody a hard time. Well, that was me with you. I'm sorry. but it's about... It's about just being true to yourself. Real simple principle. I mean, but you know, actually I found some of these very simple principles are the most spiritual and the most enlightening?
Actually, it works the other way around. When you're authentic with yourself, then it's not easy to reach out and behave like that.
Exactly.
It really, when you're being authentic with yourself, it's much easier and natural the way things feel, and you don't have that need to tell somebody, your hair is really ugly today.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
You bet.
Anyway, moving on to the next slide.
I wasn't even looking at you.
Oh.
Okay.
Moving on to the next slide.
I wasn't looking at anybody. Authentic is being true to yourself. Some of you set up a complex list of things in your life, what you think is right and wrong. You have them in your head, things that you have to do in order to become worthy of loving yourself. I'll tell you right now, you can never achieve. It is unachievable, so you might as well get rid of it now.
Humans in general tend to have all sorts of lists about what's right and wrong, about, I think you gave some examples here in the shout, you know, when I lose 20 pounds, when I
conditions.
Read more books, when I study more, when I, there are all these conditions, you know, when I'm a nicer person, when I have more patience. And he literally said, that's a bunch of bullshit. Translated into foreign languages, caca.
The next slide.
Oh, you're right. That's the next slide. So he goes, well, let's go to the next slide because he says it. I learned that from my travels, caca.
Okay. Some believe that you have to have spiritual enlightenment to be authentic. That is the grandest bunch of bullshit that I've ever heard. Chambra, you will never get there. You can never read enough books. You can never go to enough classes. You're not being authentic with yourself. You're actually sabotaging yourself by saying, I have to keep studying, disciplining. You'll never get there ever. It's only when you become authentic and do things for yourself, that you become authentic.
So he did say bullshit.
Yes, he did.
And I know you like that. Just kind of because it gets the energy going and it just kind of...
It kind of moves people out of their comfort zone.
And it shocks people once in a while because like, well, this is supposed to be spiritual. Bullshit is pretty spiritual. It's wonderfully spiritual when used appropriately.
That's correct.
Yes.
That's correct.
And what he's saying here is authentic is just about being true to yourself, not worrying about others. And I know it sounds kind of selfish, but again, it goes back to the principle... How are you going to be a teacher if you haven't taken care of yourself first? How are you going to understand love if you don't love yourself first? Real simple principle, being true to yourself, yourself.
I asked the Romanian girls to teach me that word in
yes.
Romanian, and they sort of giggled and sort of said it in such a way that I couldn't possibly have learned it, but I'm working on it.
Okay.
Okay. What is authentic, Chambra? It's being yourself. I know these words are hard for a few of you to hear. Do it for yourself, because you're always been told not to do it for yourself. Do it because it's right for you. That is authentic.
Do it because it's right for you. That is authentic.
You know, it's hard to say stuff like that almost.
It is. And again, a lot of people, well, we have this huge overlay everywhere, huge overlay about, well, we have to do everything for everyone else first. That goes into that little rule thing. You know, I can't have enlightenment until I serve the world on
church contract stuff.
A little bit of a
church
thing, yeah. And he's saying you got to take care of yourself first. You got to be true to yourself first before you can be true to anybody else. A very, very simple principle.
My dear friend Tobias is authentic. In his last lifetime on earth, he said, "No more. No more rules. No more doing it for others because I feel obligated to do it for others." No more studying scriptures. Everything that Tobias believed in, everything that he worked for so hard, caused him to end up in prison. Where was his God to save him? His God wasn't authentic. It was out of a book. It was a fiction written by somebody else.
I'm always tickled that I get to channel an entity that was thrown in prison.
Yeah,
it's a little bit different. Yeah, I had a little drinking problem.
Didn't get along very well with his wife.
I get all the big masters, you know, what can I say?
The big what?
Masters.
Oh.
Masters with an M.
Oh.
Like David. Where was I here? Oh, he's talking about authentic. And he used Tobias as an example. Tobias, in his last several lifetimes was very pious and very holy, studied the scriptures, you know, felt that he had to just live by those words and those rules. When he got thrown in jail, where was his God? I mean, his God was in a book. It was written by somebody else. It wasn't authentic. He wasn't doing it for himself. He was trying to follow some outside rules. And when he finally came to that understanding that you are God also, I am God also, it's within, then he let all that stuff go and he got his enlightenment. And he's never come back there since.
So why didn't you use God with a little g there?
I'm using big G gods all the time.
Okay.
That's I'm big G authentic.
Okay.
All right. And he went on to say,
Kuthumi, very authentic. He has no need to impress anyone. He's very independent, loves people, loves nature. But more than anything else, he learned to love himself. He learned that everything he had ever done in any of his lifetimes was the greatest gift he could give himself. He is authentic.
St. Germain had actually mentioned that line as a bumper sticker. When he opened the last shout, he said, bumper sticker would be, the greatest gift you can give yourself is to understand everything you've given to yourself is a gift.
In a bumper sticker?
Well,
you'd
have
car
to have a Cadillac.
Accidents trying to
yeah,
read
you'd
it.
You'd have to have a Hummer or something
wow.
to put that on there. But anyway, he's talking about Kuthumi as an example. Kuthumi learned to love himself first. Kuthumi had studied a lot in his last lifetime as Kuthumi, gone to, I believe it was Oxford University, was very intellectual, but one day said, forget about it. Drop all the books. Drop all the studying. I'm going to go learn to love myself. And he did. When he learned to love himself, then he could truly appreciate people and nature and spirit and all of these other things, but he had to absolutely fall in love with himself first.
Kuthumi's coming, Kuthumi's coming, Kuthumi's coming.
You got another 45 days. Oh, you have to wait a little okay. bit. Linda wants Kuthumi to come back. You're going to give St. Germain and Tobias a complex.
Nah, they know.
He went on to say,
I want the easy way. He's supposed to come with the easy way.
He will. He okay. will.
Right. Tired.
And then he mentioned Oama.
Ah, Oama. The sovereign one is authentic. He comes across blustery. He comes across as an old, smelly, crusty warrior. But he's very authentic. He learned the same lesson. None of it matters. None of the outside matters. None of the rules. None of the expectations. None of it matters. He didn't need the love of another human to find his own authentic being.
Is that true, Norma? Is he old, smelly, and crusty? And a warrior? Before the school, yeah. I was going to say that's a hell of an advertisement for the Oama school.
Yeah,
it's like, ooh, wow, jeez. But every one of these beings plays a role, by the way. And St. Germain loves playing his role with us. He's coming across very arrogant and a little bit pompous. He loves that. I'm not going to say that. I get the emails, Jared, not you. Yeah. He was actually, I believe, Portuguese, and he was part Jewish. So,
yeah.
So, yeah. And then he went to France because he loved France.
Watch it.
So where are we? Oama. Oama. One of the great things, Oama here let go of stuff. He got his authenticity by learning that he didn't need the love of other humans. That's a tough one. So often we go out and seek the love and the approval of other humans as a feeding mechanism, as a way of drawing energy. Oama learned the hard way, laying on a rock, I don't need anybody. I don't want anybody. It was all a bunch of caca. So he learned to go within himself and heal himself, and he did. He did. So we go to the next slide.
Our dear friend Edgar Cayce was very authentic. Very authentic. Oh, yes, he spent many years of his life in conflict with some of his religious background and what he was doing. But he always stayed true to himself and authentic. He always went into the essence of what was important to him. Him. Not everybody else, but him.
It's a good reminder if you're ever having one of those days, particularly dealing with other humans, and you feel like you're being pulled in every different direction and you're kind of scattered, go back to your essence. Go back to what's authentic for you. Forget about taking into consideration everybody else. We do that, and I don't think it really serves us. Think about what serves you. That sounds really selfish, doesn't it? Incredibly selfish. But St. Germain, Tobias, Oama, Kuthumi, Kuan Yin have all been trying to get that across to us for a long time. You have to take care of yourself. Love yourself. Be totally self-full about yourself, because how are you going to do this work going forward if you haven't come to terms with you first? We think sometimes we're going to get brownie points for doing good deeds for others. We think we're going to get our rewards in heaven. No, you don't. It doesn't work that way. You can do phenomenal, incredible work when you keep coming back to your essence. And I will have to admit here in front of gods, big G gods, right here, when we're out on the road, it gets pretty tough. I mean, there is a lot of demands. It's very energy, I don't want to say consuming. It takes tremendous volumes of energy.
Well, because you're being available. I mean, truly.
Well, and somebody asked that in Romania during the questions and answers. They said, well, how do Jeff and Linda and Norma Garrett handle all this, you know, do all this? And St. Germain's like, oh, they got big batteries, you know, they can handle it. Like, yeah, well. But my point was, it was a really good point, and then I get... You ever lose your memory?
Well, taking care of your, you know, really you have to start here to go anywhere else.
Yeah, when we're getting pulled in different directions, when we're tired, worn out, I just have to go back to my essence. And that doesn't mean being selfish in the sense that society talks about, like, you know, selfish, like it's
without regard.
Without regard. Right. It's about what is true to me. What do I believe in this work? What's important to me? What are my capabilities in it? I have to go back to me, and I have to tune out all the voices from people, you know, saying, do this, do that, I want this, I want that. So I love you dearly, but hang on a second, I got to go back to my essence, because if I don't take care of me, you don't take care of you. You guys don't take care of yourself, and you don't take care of you. It's all for naught. It's all for naught. I reconnect with my essence. I come back out feeling a lot more centered and balanced, and I don't want to use the word strong, but re-energized, ready to go.
Don't wrap this up too much, because we've saved the best for last, I'm sure.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, are there more examples?
Hello, the most important one.
Absolutely authentic.
Oh, of course.
Okay, who?
Saint Germain, come on. I, Saint Germain, am authentic. I'm authentic enough that I can even talk about myself. Surprise. I learned while I was trapped in the crystal.
For 100,000 years, by the way.
Bigger than anybody else. Yeah. What it was like to go back to who I was. It matters not what anyone else thinks about me. That's good. But that's why they love me. You're supposed to laugh now.
No, he was chuckling.
Oh, he was laughing at himself. Oh, that's even better.
Nobody else laughed.
Nobody else
laughed. He chuckled,
okay,
yes.
All right. I missed that part. When you are authentic within yourself, when you learn to truly fall in love with yourself, everyone else will be attracted to you. That's a good study.
Yeah. Saint Germain, by the way, is the greatest actor I've ever met.
I love him for it.
He is the most wonderful actor, because I've spent a lot of just personal time with him when I'm out for drives or sitting on an airplane or something. He's so loving.
And you want to see my scars?
So gentle and so absolutely enlightened that everything he says to me is simple. He doesn't go into these huge complex. I understand everything on such a simple level. When he gets in front of a group, he's arrogant. He's full of it. But he loves playing that role. And by the way, he says when you can learn to be an actor also, then you can really learn how this role that you're playing, this persona that you have identified with, is just another role that you're playing.
But you know,
he strongly believes in role playing.
I understand that, but there are some people that have taken that to an interesting interpretation.
That's okay.
It is? It's okay, to act badly?
I'm not making any judgment. I'm only,
we've been throwing
I'm only
them
thinking
off the
for
message
myself.
Board.
I'm only for me. Right. Just for me.
Okay. So what are you playing now?
Actually, it's funny that you mentioned that. I played a lot of roles in my life. I played Joe Businessman. I have played the family
hero.
Kind of a hero savior. That was a shitty role, by the way. It still sucks, you know? I mean, it's like, I have 7 brothers and sisters. Let one of them be their hero for a while. I mean, my shoulders are
could
sore
I get
from that.
That. Could you make that copy of that for me? I need to have that to play back to him when he's in a, you know.
I played the role of spiritual searcher. I'm on this spiritual path, and I'm going to become enlightened. That was another game. That was another act that I was playing.
Look at your eyes sparkle.
Once you play all these different roles, I play the role of being a good husband. Not very often, but but once in a while.
You're not so bad.
And once you learn that these are all roles you're playing, then you can actually become very authentic with yourself. You can laugh at all this stuff. It doesn't matter.
But I'm glad you did that, because that sort of begs some definition of what that means. Because people, you know, Norma's taught me that you know, you can take a word and you can ask 10 different people, what does that word mean to you? What do you feel when you hear that word? And it's not the same thing. So
no.
I am so glad you clarified that and embellished that.
That's nice. That's what these talks are for.
Yeah, that clarification is really invaluable.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like we're in our living room.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Okay, next slide. Okay.
Some of you have an unauthentic illusion that this grand divine being is going to come down, sit in your lap, and you're going to be all integrated. That sounds like a strip club, not a...
Yeah, let's see if I got a dollar here. Divine self.
It doesn't happen like that, thank God.
It doesn't happen like
that. There's not some other part off somewhere else. It's all right in you right now. You just haven't been authentic with yourself. You've been human with yourself.
Ooh, that hurts.
Ooh, ouch.
You haven't been authentic with yourself. You've been human with yourself.
Mix human turn into a little nasty thing. Little human. It's time now to get back to what's important to you. Get back to your authentic roots.
Yeah, and I think this is one of these things where in the metaphysical, spiritual, New Age arenas, There's this expectation that it's just going to come down from heaven. It's going to sit in your lap, this golden angel, or UFO, one of the two, depending which group you're with.
My family.
Mm-hmm. He's saying, get off of that. It doesn't happen that way. You have everything already within you. Nothing's going to descend from or come down from the heavens. You're not going to have this lightning bolt experience, hopefully not, that, you know, suddenly wakes you up. It's already there. It's just been closed off, or you've been ignoring it. And there's not some other God self somewhere else waiting to come in. It's already here. It's waiting patiently while you finish playing your games, or our games. It's waiting patiently, just sitting, saying, you keep playing human. When you're done, we can be one again.
I'm so glad. Woo!
Jeez. Okay. Yeah. Let's move on to, I'm not sure what comes up next.
I think where we've been.
Recent events, yes. Mm-hmm. We've been in Romania. We
really
did three different
May.
Workshops.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The first one with Norman Garrett was the Wall of Fire store.
It looks like they're dancing, though.
Yeah. I know. Actually, Linda got everybody to get up and hug right away. You know, a lot of times when we're with groups that people, they don't know each other, it's kind of tense at first, so Linda takes them through a little thing of just hugging each other. That does more to change the energy than anything except breathing. And Norma does the breathing. So, but it, you know, if you're ever, when you're out doing presentations as teachers, which you will be, get them to breathe and get them to hug. And Linda also in Romania did something wonderful, got them to smile. These are powerful, grand, enlightened spiritual principles, breathing, smiling, and hugging. I mean, really.
Seriously.
And it has such a profound, profound impact, you know, these little simple things. But
it's true.
We had about 70 people for the Wall of Fire School. Really, really good group.
Really lovely.
As you can see from the top photograph, we had to have translators. People wear the headsets. And Linda and I have to talk slow. And we
damn near kills me.
Tell jokes. And by the end of a week there, I wonder if I can ever get back to normal.
But actually,
at the end of a week, they understand more. It just kind of evens out. But
well, actually,
it changes the rhythm a little bit.
Yeah, big time. But the lovely, lovely part is that wherever we go, it's amazing because Americans tend to be a little spoiled. Well, everybody speaks English.
And
it's not about Americans. It's just the idea that often they understand English pretty well. They're a little self-conscious about having accents with it when they speak it. But it's really beautiful to see that they really understand and they really do speak English. Yeah. It's pretty lovely.
The top photograph on the right-hand side is Moshe, our sponsor, and the two
translators.
and my mind just went blank. Ramona and Christina.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So,
and
anyway,
Christina's mom and dad are sort of showing up. They were at some of the events. Uh-huh.
Here's just a group from the school with Linda front and center. Linda never knows what photographs I'm going to put in here.
I never know.
She's always surprised.
Yeah.
But really good group. Excellent group. There is so much passion with the people in Romania.
Two twins, isn't that cute? Two twin sisters?
Just an incredible amount of passion.
Oh, unbelievable.
Then we did a day of clarity in Bucharest, 650 people. Mm-hmm. It was a day. I mean,
it was lovely.
We had a little room, a private room up above in the back, and that's where we kind of changed and relaxed in between with Norman Garrett and Dr. Stephen Gaynor. And it was so cool as the people came in. You could just feel the energy of the auditorium just go up and up and up. And Moshe did a little bit of work with the audience as we got started. And when Linda and I came on stage, the entire audience, 650 people, stood up and sang happy anniversary in Romanian. It was really cool.
It was really awesome.
It was one of the touching. We just celebrated our 29th anniversary the day before. So it was very, very touching.
Hell, all over the world, they were shooting off fireworks in shock and amazement.
And Norman Garrett, I apologize. I wish I had a better picture of you guys.
It's kind
of
cute. They just look sort of separate.
But it's kind of cute. You were a hit in Romania.
Yeah.
They absolutely loved you. I mean, it was awesome.
It's wonderful.
You guys were incredible. I almost get teary.
Go ahead. I want to see you cry.
They were so good.
Go ahead.
They were so good. I mean, you just connected both of you.
We heard over and over and over again. It was sweet.
Here's a shot, one on top of the other, but you can see up on stage at the end of the day, the cast and crew, including Dr. Gaynor and a bunch of other people, mm-hmm. Norman Garrett and Linda and I.
And our Romanian, we've got that Romanian Chamber team. I see Sylvia and Maria, and I don't think Grace is up there.
I have another picture of some of them,
I think. Oh, do you? Good.
Then we took a couple days off and went to Transylvania. I mean, Bucharest is a big city. You go north of Bucharest a couple hours, it is magical. We are going to be doing a workshop up in the mountains in Brasov next year, which is in the Transylvania area. We're going to do energy management and abuse. And, I mean, that's a real picture I took. I mean, it's incredible. The trees were just coming out, so they're real bright.
That color is so accurate.
Maybe it was
more brilliant than that.
Just
it was
gorgeous.
Stunning.
Little restaurant we stopped at one day up in the mountains. It was authentic Romanian.
You did take a pretty good picture.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Authentic Romanian. It was just incredible. Here's some of our crew with in a little shop somewhere.
I think I look tired, but okay.
We've just done a lot of work. We're driving along one day, and it was kind of gloomy and rainy, driving along out in the country, and we got pulled over. There was a big roadblock. Of course, right away, Linda's like, they're looking for St. Germain. They're checking every car out. It's like, Linda, they'd never find them. Don't worry. Anyway, we got pulled over, and we got a little ticket or something, and our driver kind of sped on.
Well, and you can't see all the, because there were some, like, emergency-type vehicles.
Military,
and, military-looking.
Matter of fact, I was not supposed to take a picture of this. And at another point, I took a picture, and I got busted, and the military came over and forced me to delete the pictures from my camera. This one I just kind of held near the dashboard and took a quick picture. But there was a roadblock, and they stopped everybody. They gave us a ticket, and our driver proceeded through this little village at breakneck speed. I mean, driving like you wouldn't believe. Like,
I think they call it bad out of hell.
Bad out of hell. Mm-hmm. Almost knocked down a couple of cows in town and some kids, seriously. And got to the other side of town. There's another roadblock. And they looked at our ticket, and they pulled us over to the side, forced us over to the kind of side of the road. And three or four military types walked up to the car and pulled out these weapons and sprayed our entire car down with
weapons.
There were weapons. They held them like that and they pulled the trigger. They sprayed our car down
with disinfectant.
And then they let us go. Turns out that this was the town where the epidemic of bird flu had just broken out.
4-day quarantine they were ready to impose. And basically, if we hadn't, when they gave us the little ticket, they said we had 20 minutes. They apparently had
the
time on the ticket.
Town was closing down.
Town was closing down. And if we didn't go get through town and leave town within that time, that 20-minute time frame, we would have been caught in the quarantine, which went up for 4 days.
Yeah.
And there were no hotels in that town, so I'm not sure how.
They're locking down the town at 2:30. We left the second guard point at 2:25.
Yeah. We'd have missed our own workshop.
I know.
That'd have been weird.
But anyway, I had to throw that one in. That was kind of fun.
Then
we did a channeling workshop, for 3 days. 175 people for the channeling workshop.
Huge.
It was incredible.
Were awesome.
I was really concerned that this was going to be too many people. And as it turns out, the Romanians and a lot of people from Europe, I would say maybe 40 or 50 from other places in Europe came in. It was a blast.
They were all, they were so cooperative. It was really gratifying.
Fun.
It was sweet. And they did a lot of channeling.
A lot of channeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Here's one of the exercises that we go through, where they're learning
to, starts right after that.
They're learning to feel energy. So, it was great.
It was wonderful.
Wonderful time. Again, a couple of shots here on the lower part. You want to describe?
Well, Liliana, she worked with Norman Garrett, and then we have Sylvia and Maria. Sylvia has done a lot to help us with our workshops, and Sylvia actually got the team together to start the Crimson Circle Romania website. And then I think they all helped Norma and Garrett with their workshop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we just have an awesome team.
And we have Gheorghe at the keyboards,
yep.
With Daniela and Moshe and...
Gheorghe's girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm showing like
home movies
or
you
slides.
Are.
You know, when I see you go to sleep, we'll move on. Okay.
Don't look out there.
Actually, let's talk about... upcoming events. We'll kind of go through these quickly, but to give everybody an idea what's happening. We leave tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, for Oslo, Norway.
And that event is right at sold out.
We're about sold out. And Norma and Garrett are going to join us. You're coming in a day or two later.
But we're staying longer.
But you're staying longer,
we're
so.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be good having dinner with you somewhere.
Yeah.
And But anyway, we got a good group there. Jan and Venka Johansson. Are the sponsors and they, Chambra Norway
lovely
host. Is a good group.
Really
is a
lovely.
Good group. So Jan and Venka, we're looking forward to seeing you.
And lots of Danes are showing up as usual.
Mm-hmm. From there, we do St. Germain's Dreamwalker Transition School. This is, Jane Hamilton is actually conducting it. Linda and I will be there. We'll do some live channels, but this is our first outing with the videos that we shot here in Denver. I think a lot of you are at that school. Vicky Grotz has put together the videos. They look good. I mean, professional quality. Proud to have them as a Chambra product.
Well, we're excited because Jane has a really strong background in this area. So we're excited to come to Minneapolis to help launch that. She's been handling all the questions on the message board. So... and she comes from an environment, has experiences that will certainly add to the Dreamwalker schools. We're quite excited about it.
Yep. And then
the
Midsummer New Energy Conference. You know, we actually have a lot of people coming in. I think Siglinda, who handles the international groups and today is handling the camera, says that there's about 15 different countries being represented, 15 or 18. The Chambra team leaders from a lot of the countries are coming in. So... you'll
We're
get
excited.
A chance to meet people from all over, Japan, Germany,
Norway,
just all the different Chambra countries. We have an incredible lineup of speakers. I'll just run through these real quickly.
Oh, you're learning St. Germain's lesson. You put yourself first?
You know, yes. Now that you mention it.
I couldn't resist.
But we have quite a few speakers. We're going to be doing something also called the Chambra Teacher Talks. We're going to have about a half dozen or more people, just Chambra, that you may know, that are going to be talking about changes in their life. They're short little talks. We're going to have a lot of music, dancing, and...
it'll be a celebration.
And I have to tell you, we've always actually encouraged other channelers. We've invited other channelers to come in. This year, Tobias said... no. As a matter of fact, Jeanette Crowley will be there, but she's not actually going to be channeling. Tobias is very, very particular about the schedule for this year and even what type of talks. There was somebody that wanted to do a particular type of energy work in their talk, and Tobias said no. He said, we're between he and Kathumi and St. Germain, they're going to be doing something very special.
They have a pretty full agenda themselves.
Yeah, so there'll be one channel each day, probably just before lunch, and they're going to they have a kind of a trilogy that they're going to do. It's I know a little bit about it. It's very going to be very, very cool. But I've been asked not to say anything. So don't you hate that? Immediately following that is the Physical and Psychic Sexual Energies Workshop. We're going to change that name to Energy Management and Abuse and Management. Yeah, it just, you know, the sexual thing either turned people on or turned them off. And it's not, we discovered it's not about sex. It's about energy management.
It really is. And definitely.
I don't
want to
say
anyone
this is
to be discouraged either because, and also, you know, we ask people to submit some information about themselves, but we're, if somebody wants to sign up and go, you can sign up and go. Where the original one, we actually
we restricted, we limited.
We restricted and limited. And this time, we're so excited about the material that was channeled for that we've opened it up and we've changed.
I want to say that I think that this is only about half sold out, which kind of surprises me. But if you there's plenty of room if you want to get in. This is a good workshop. Okay. Following that, in August, mid-August, is St. Germain's Dreamwalker Birth School. This is part of St. Germain's training that will include how to work with people who are crossing over, but also how to bring in the new entities, the souls that are reincarnating right. or incarnating for the first time.
Yeah, he's saying a lot of those.
Yeah, on Earth. And everything about working with the expectant parents. This has very little to do with actually the day of birth. It has to do with bringing them in and continuing for about, I think he said 6 months or something like that, 6 weeks, 6 months, whatever, after they're born, a very critical time. So it's about doing energy birth work. And then the last element of that training is what we're called
Ascension.
And that will train Chambra how to work with people who are going through this whole ascension process.
Awakening, yeah.
Like what we've been going through. Okay. Later this year, just a real quick rundown, September, Linz, Austria. I heard it's beautiful there. Mid-October, we're definitely on for Tel Aviv, Israel. And we're going to do a two-day workshop in Israel, followed by a small group going into Jerusalem, into the Old City, a small group being 40 or less. Frankfurt, Germany in late October, Tokyo, Japan in late November, Sydney, Australia early December, and Adelaide, Australia in mid-December. And then we're off for the rest of the year.
Wow. No. You have the Crimson Circle meeting in there. You left
those
out.
Yeah. Crimson Circle party is December
17th, I think.
Then we're off for the rest of the year. So look for details on the website. Just want to mention also Syncretize. Boy, have we gotten the orders in for that. If you haven't gotten yours yet, we're just making them as fast as we can. I think they'll probably, most of them will ship in the next 10 days. Is that correct? Good. And love to hear your comments. This is one of the comments that we received. It says, there are no words to describe what St. Germain's workshop conveyed. It's overwhelming. Tears start to flow whenever I try. I'm starting to live. What we're getting back from people about Syncretize, it is very profound. And a couple things. You can use it for yourself, obviously. It's for you. It also gives you the tools where you can do sessions with other people. This is a tool where you can go out and be a teacher, start working with people.
And not as channeled information. You actually can
right.
do it as a full creator, as a full facilitator.
Yeah.
It's audience.
Yeah, and they don't have to be Chambra, preferably
right.
not. And if you know somebody's having a tough time, it's a wonderful type of session that you can take them through and charge for it. We don't say how much to charge, but St. Germain says you have to charge
right.
for it. So.
Is that it?
No, I've got two short little videos. I always like putting something in here at the end just to kind of wrap it up.
Okay.
And this first one, well, you know, communications are so important. The way we communicate with other people and not just through our mouth, but through, you know, through the brain and through the spiritual as well. But we encounter the communications thing when we're overseas. We have to learn to be very succinct with what we say.
Clear.
Clear about the words. And it has such an impact. And this is an example.
Das hier ist mein Sektor. Das hier ist das wichtigste Gerät des Küstenwächters.
Das Gerät, das Gerät.
Überlebensradar.
Mayday, Mayday. Hello, can you hear us? Can you hear us? Can you... Over. We are sinking. We are sinking.
Hello? This is the German Coast Guard.
We are sinking. We're sinking.
What are you thinking about?
I want to thank Siglinda for sending that to us. And
was that with your Japanese accent?
That was
your...
my German accent.
It's not so good.
Oh, I'm sinking. I'm sinking. Okay, and this next one I just love. This is great. Somebody sent it in, and I'll let you see.
Tammy O'Reilly.
Another little
video.
We
sent it to so many people, he couldn't remember where it came from.
Okay.
We're waiting.
It's really good.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Ah, it's a good thing you came in. You're so tense. You really need this massage. Do you get out much?
I'm a puppy. I really don't get out too much, you know.
Ah, you should. It would do wonders for your muscles, you know, your shoulders and working your buttocks, you know.
Hey, I'm not really comfortable with you pawing around down there.
Okay, well, I'll move up here. It's no problem. You keep coming up and up, and I could do wonderful, wonderful things for you.
I gotta play that one again. I love that. Okay.
They missed the best part.
It's a good thing you came in. You're so tense. You really need this massage. Do you get out much?
I'm a puppy. I really don't get out too much, you know.
Ah, you should. It would do wonders for your muscles, you know, your shoulders and working your buttocks, you know.
Hey, I'm not really comfortable with you pawing around down there.
Okay, well, I'll move up here. It's no problem. You keep it on the up and up, but I could do wonderful, wonderful things for you.
Okay. I love the internet. You can get just about anything you want in it. So, appreciate everybody who sent those in. And finally, thank you to Chambra Angels for your continued support in every way.
You really make a difference.
Appreciate those of you who do, support the Crimson Circle financially. It allows us to do this. Allows us to get this out worldwide. We estimate that there's probably in the neighborhood of 100,000 Chambra around the world. People who are reading the material, tuning in, forming groups, and it's incredible. It's phenomenal. I think most of you know that we're working very hard right now on turning Crimson Circle into a public company. All in all, actually, the response has been pretty good. Once in a while, we'll get an email. It's not particularly comfortable with it, but the whole concept is to find a way for all of us to bring our resources and our energy and love together. And we're using a kind of an old business model, but we're going to do it in a very new energy way. We're Janice Burney in particular is working hard right now with the battling lawyers and bankers and auditors to make this possible. It's an intense process. It takes a lot of money to go public. When I was in the business world, my company was looking into it. Our cost at that point was about $500,000 just in legal and audit fees. Janice has worked it out, so it's a lot less expensive. But
still a lot.
It's still a lot of money, hundreds of thousands of dollars to do this. We were very fortunate. We put out a call to some Chambra that we know and said we're trying to raise $250,000 in order to do this. And I was so blown away. We sent out 23 emails. We got 21 positive responses. And in 13 days, we had raised $250,000.
That amazing?
It was phenomenal. It gave me so much encouragement about Chambra. This
sweet.
Money is being used to make Crimson Circle a public company, and through that to do a lot of incredible things, things we've all dreamed about. It's a way for this to go beyond just Linda and Norma, Garrett, and myself. We wanted everybody to be involved in it, and we're doing it. We'll make more announcements at the Midsummer Conference, but I just want to thank everybody. It is incredible.
We really live
in phenomenal
amazed.
Times.
It's awesome.
We're going to take a 20-minute break, use
okay.
the restrooms, and come back, see what Tobias or whoever has to say.